Swing and a high fly ball, belted. First home run for Acuña as a tape measure shot in Cincinnati.
There's a deep drive to center field. Get up, ball. Get out of here. And gone. Home run number one for Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
34 regular season home runs for the now 21-year-old Juan Soto. That is hit in the air to right and way out of here.
You are listening to episode 9 of the Prospects 365 Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I'm your host, Ray Butler. You can follow me on Twitter at Prospects365. Listen, this is not a typical episode of the Prospects 365 Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I don't have a star-studded guest with me today. It's Ray Butler and only Ray Butler. And if you've already heard enough, feel free to hit the exit button and you can stop listening right here. I am here right now. I'm sitting in Milan, Tennessee. That is rural West Tennessee in a town of less than 10,000 people. I'm sitting here at 11:06 p.m. as I record this episode. And listen, in this episode, I'm not going to tell you why I think that Wander Franco may not be the stolen base threat that is the common perception around the dynasty industry. I'm not going to tell you why I think Jazz Chisholm is a great buy low asset in dynasty leagues. If you came to this episode and you're listening to this episode to hear that type of information, go ahead and hit the X button because you're not going to hear it here. This is an episode of celebration, and you're going to know why very, very soon. This is the first kind of emergency episode of the Prospects 365 Fantasy Baseball Podcast history. This is our first emergency podcast episode. And why, you might ask? Well, if you've been listening to any of our kind of our recent memory episodes, you know that Prospects 365 and our Fantasy Baseball Podcast was lucky enough to squeak by the SP Streamer Fantasy Baseball Podcast in the first round of the Baseball Pods Fantasy Baseball Podcast Bracketology Tournament. We won the first round. We beat the SP Streamer Pod by, I believe, it was less than 100 votes. We advanced to the second round as a 10 seed. We were an underdog in the first round of the tournament. We were a gigantic underdog in the second round of the tournament as we faced off against the Athletic Fantasy Baseball Podcast, who was a 2 seed. They were a 2 seed. We were a 10 seed. And ladies and gentlemen, after nearly 1,500 total votes were cast throughout the last 14 hours, because voting ended a couple of hours ago. Nearly 1,500 total votes were cast. Ladies and gentlemen, Prospects 365 won by more than 10% of the vote. Over 800 people voted for the Prospects 365 Fantasy Baseball Podcast in the last 14 hours. In the 12 hours that voting was open, and remember, this is through the @BaseballPods Twitter account, in a very popular Fantasy Baseball Podcast Bracketology Tournament. And one more time, we were a 10 seed, and the Athletic Fantasy Baseball Podcast was a 2 seed. You understand how brackets work, and surely you understand how big of an underdog we were coming into this matchup. 823 people voted for our podcast. 668 people voted for the Athletic Fantasy Baseball Podcast. That means that 55.2% of voters voted for our podcast. 44.8% of voters voted for the Athletic Fantasy Baseball podcast. And that means that our podcast is moving on to the Sweet 16 of this inaugural tournament. Now listen, there was a total of 1,491 total votes cast in our matchup with the Athletic. That is by far the most total number of votes that have been cast in any matchup throughout this tournament. So that is a testament not only to the commitment and dedication to the following of Prospects 365, but that's also an acknowledgement of the following that the Athletic Fantasy Baseball podcast has as well. It was just a massive number of people who voted for our two podcasts. And we were lucky enough to come out on top. We are now moving on to the Sweet 16 of this fantasy baseball podcast tournament. Now, as I've already said, the meat and potatoes of this episode is going to be about kind of the celebration and joy that comes out of being an underdog in two consecutive matchups and winning two consecutive matchups in this tournament to be the only double-digit seed in this tournament to advance to the Sweet 16. And it was published on Twitter. Now we are the biggest underdog remaining in this tournament. And we're going to get to our Sweet 16 opponent before the end of this episode. But for now, we're going to celebrate. And before we do that, I would be remiss if I did not mention the power and the strong backing of our opponent in the second round. The Fantasy Baseball, the Athletic Fantasy Baseball podcast, the contributors are people that are well known and kind of heavyweights within this podcasting community. Derek Van Riper, you can follow him on Twitter at DerekVanRiper. He's one of the best podcasters in all of baseball. Nando DeFino is one of the perception around Nando is one of the most positive of anyone who I've kind of ever studied within this industry. You can follow him on Twitter at NANDODIFINO. Of course, well worth the follow if you are not already following him. Matt Modica is one of the most accomplished redraft players in the entire world. He profited nearly $100,000 throughout last season in redraft leagues. I suspect that's probably mostly through NFBC. I know he is a gigantic advocate of the NFBC, as am I. Matt Modica, you can follow him on Twitter at CTM Baseball, BASEBALL. Like I said, one of the most accomplished redraft players in the world. We move from one of the most accomplished redraft players to one of the most accomplished dynasty players. I can't tell you how many times I've talked to people who have been in this industry longer than I have, who have pointed towards Ian Khan as one of the best, the very best dynasty players in the entire world. And you can read his rankings. You can read any article that he publishes at rotowire.com. And you can follow him on Twitter at IanKhan4. That's IanKahn, the number 4. Like I said, one of the most accomplished dynasty players in the world. And I suspect if you're listening to this podcast that you should already be following him if you don't already. IanKahn, the number 4. You will not regret following Ian Khan. Last but not least, Michael Beller. He is one of the most, he has an extremely long track record of success. He has an extremely large following on Twitter, and it's extremely justified. He is one of the most valid voices in this industry. Michael Beller, You can follow him on Twitter at MBELLER. The Athletic Fantasy Baseball Podcast is one of the most popular podcasts within this industry, and I do not take lightly the fact that the Prospects 365 Army was able to rise up today and overtake a podcast of such stellar quality. Yes, I know The Athletic is behind a paywall, and I know that some people gripe about having to pay a fee to read their content and to listen to their podcasts. Listen, it is a no-brainer. Every year when my subscription expires, it is an automatic renew. I don't care where my personal bank account falls at the time. I don't care how much money I have on hand. Renewing my account to The Athletic is one of the most easy decisions I'm faced with every year. They have literally transformed the baseball journalism industry. No one does it like The Athletic, and no podcast is like The Athletic Fantasy Baseball Podcast. And I'm sitting here saying that we are, Prospects 365 is extremely fortunate to have beaten The Athletic Fantasy Baseball Podcast in the second round of this tournament. We are extremely lucky because they have an extremely valid and well-followed podcast. So this is the first time that I'm saying thank you to the over 800 people who voted for our podcast today. I promise that I am forever grateful. I don't care if we get beaten in the Sweet 16 by 2,000 votes. I will be happy that as a 10 seed, that at the beginning of this tournament, this podcast had only published 4 episodes. We were seeded as a 10 seed. We were lucky enough as a 10 seed to beat the 7 seed SB Streamer Fantasy Baseball Podcast in the first round. And now we have kind of shocked the world with a second round victory over the 2 seed Fantasy or the Athletic Fantasy Baseball Podcast, and we're going to celebrate. Before I mention or celebrate anyone else, this victory would not have been possible in the least bit without the co-host of this podcast, and that's Mike Curlin. Mike Curlin initiated the birth of this podcast. He was responsible for editing the first handful of episodes of this podcast. And it has been his guidance and his guidance alone that has kind of guided me into the realm where I am able to kind of edit this audio from this podcast myself. And it was Mike's guidance and Mike's leadership that has kind of helped this podcast ascend into a dimension that we thought was not possible this quickly after this podcast launched. Mike is one of the nicest people in this industry. You know, you can follow him on Twitter at Mike_Curlin. That's MIKE_KURLAND. One of the nicest people in the baseball industry. Of course, not only is he the co-host of this podcast, but he's also the host of the Bases Loaded podcast. And not only do they do podcasts, now Mike has kind of launched the content era of his network at the Bases Loaded Network. So not only can you listen to him on podcasts now, not only can you listen to him on most episodes be the co-host of this podcast, now you can go to the Bases Loaded Network online and read content that they are publishing on a weekly basis. Mike has been the most important facet of this podcast, and without him, the words that are coming out of my mouth right now at this time of night would simply be impossible. He has kind of helped guide me to realms that I thought were impossible. Listen, Prospects 365 has been growing for a long time. It's no secret. It's been no secret for me. And for the last 18 months or so, I have been well aware of the fact that the next logical step in our progression was to launch a viable fantasy baseball podcast whether that podcast focus on redraft prospects or kind of the dynasty world, I knew that our next viable step was to launch a podcast. But you know what? I was scared. I had absolutely no idea how to edit this audio by myself. And I remained scared until Mike kind of gave me that push from behind. And it is only because of him that you are listening to this episode of this podcast right now. Because had he not given me that push, I promise you, I would have not been capable of editing this audio by myself. And yes, it's true that the Bases Loaded podcast kind of fell victim today to the same podcast that we are going to be facing in the Sweet 16 of this tournament, the Pitcher List podcast. But that is not an insult to the work that Mike does. Mike is one of the more valuable assets in the baseball industry, in the fantasy baseball industry, in the podcast industry. I think if you're listening to this podcast, you know the value of Mike Kurland. And just because he lost today in the second round of the Baseball Pods Fantasy Baseball podcast, that does not cast a shadow on the work that he does. You know how valuable he, is. You know that you should be following him on Twitter at Mike_Kurland. And of course, you will be listening to him not only in past episodes of this podcast, but also in future episodes of this podcast. Listen, the past 2 weeks, in my opinion, Prospects 365 has done just as good of a job, if not the best job, of promoting our content and our podcast on the day that we are up for vote. We did a good job of promoting our work and our podcast last week. We were able to squeak by a viable competitor in the SP Streamer Fantasy Baseball podcast by less than 100 votes. We were a 10 seed. Mike Simeon's team at the SP Streamer, they were a 7 seed. In my opinion, we were both underseeded. I understand why we were a 10 seed, because at the time this tournament launched, this episode, this podcast had only released 4 episodes. How can you rank a podcast aggressively if they've only released 4 episodes? I understand that completely. And unfortunately, the SB Streamer podcast kind of ran into a little bit of a first round buzzsaw simply due to our Twitter following, simply due to our podcast following. Mike Simeon and the SPStreamer.com, they released some of the best fantasy baseball information that you can read in this industry. And we were lucky enough to overcome that massive and loyal following in the first round of this tournament. And I tweeted as much as soon as the voting expired. They were one of the top podcasts in this tournament, and there's no doubt in my mind that they will either be a 2 seed or a 3 seed or a 4 seed in this tournament this time next year. But Prospects 365, we've done a fantastic job of promoting our work, promoting our body of work, promoting our podcast, not only last week, but this week. We would not have beaten the Athletic Fantasy Baseball podcast had we not promoted our product well. And several people have asked me, what's kind of the driving force behind the way that you have promoted your work and promoted your podcast? And it's kind of twofold. Not only am I promoting each and every staff member here at Prospects 365, and I promise you, I'm going to get into them individually before the end of this episode. Not only am I promoting our product, but I'm also promoting the creator of this tournament, and that's Chris. And you can follow him on Twitter at BaseballPods. Have you ever gotten the feeling on your Twitter account as you're kind of perusing Twitter, have you ever arrived at an account and you just kind of get a gut feeling, the account that I'm currently kind of searching through has the it factor? You kind of get that gut feeling that the account that you're on, regardless of the amount of followers for that account, that that account is going to have a deep impact in the baseball world, in the fantasy baseball world, in the podcast world. It didn't take me very long searching through Chris's history at Baseball Pods on Twitter to figure out this is going to be a Twitter account, and Chris is the type of person who is going to have a legitimate impact on this industry. Many times throughout the history of Prospects 365, I have promoted the work of FantasyRundown.com on Twitter and in articles. And if you're a new listener or a new follower and you're listening to this episode, FantasyRundown.com is a website you can travel to, and you can kind of get the top articles of that day published from different sites in one place. Whether that's an article from Prospects 365, our friends at Prospect Live, our friends from Prospects 1500, our friends at The Athletic, our friends from ESPN.com, our friends from Yahoo.com, our friends from RotoWire, our friends from Fantrax, any website in the baseball or fantasy baseball industry, Fantasy Rundown does an elite job of kind of gathering those articles that are published every day and putting them in one place. And FantasyRundown.com has been one of the biggest outlets in which the work published on our website has been read. I cannot overstate the impact that FantasyRundown.com has had on Prospects365.com. Well, guess what? At Baseball Pods on Twitter, they're going to evolve into FantasyRundown.com, except they're going to be for podcasts. And there's not a single day that goes by in 2020, especially as 95% of the people who listen to this podcast are stuck at home in quarantine and in isolation. The impact that Baseball Pods, at Baseball Pods on Twitter, is going to have on the podcast industry, it cannot be overstated. And not only has Chris created a Twitter account that has accrued nearly 2,000 followers since the end of February when this podcast launched, I'm envious. It took me so long to where we got to the 2,000 follower mark on Twitter. And Chris has gotten that type of following in less than 2 months since he launched this account on Twitter, at Baseball Pods. I'm envious. This account is going to give you the best of the baseball podcast industry via tweets, via positivity. He is simply going to point you towards the podcast that you should be listening to. And podcasts continue, especially in this day and age, they continue to grow more popular throughout the baseball world. We have seen that as the Prospects 365 Fantasy Baseball Podcast has continued to publish more episodes. And I'm sure I speak for my good friends in the industry when they have kind of witnessed their podcast views go up as well. Now is as good of a time as ever for podcasts to get the following that they crave. And Chris at Baseball Pods on Twitter does a better job of anybody than promoting the good work throughout the podcast industry. He is the host of this tournament. He deserves for you to follow him. I mean what I say when I say he is going to continue to change this game. He's been on Twitter for less than 2 months, or his account, at Baseball Pods, has been on Twitter for less than 2 months. It nearly has 2,000 followers. I'm telling you to follow that account right now. You will not regret it. So not only does me promoting this tournament and our specific matchup, not only does it kind of shine a light on our writing staff at Prospects365.com, because we continue to publish new content on a daily and weekly basis, but it also shines a light on a figure and an account that I truly feel is going to have a genuine impact in this industry. One more time, that's Chris at Baseball Pods on Twitter. Make sure you are following him. He has also launched a website here recently that's baseball-pods.com, and he also has some dynasty prospect rankings. It is my goal to have him as a guest on this podcast in the very near future. I mean what I say when I believe in this guy. He is going to have a huge following in the very near future. So you can either get in on Chris at the ground level, which is right now when he has less than 2,000 Twitter followers, or you can kind of say you rode the coattails of the remainder of this industry, and sooner rather than later, you're going to be following him when he has around 10,000 followers, because that day is in the near future. I mean what I say when I say follow him, and he's going to be a guest on this podcast very soon. One more time before I move on. That's at Baseball Pods on Twitter. The website that he recently launched is baseball-pods.com. And of course, like I said, he has dynasty prospect rankings that he has published with his own mindset that we are going to dive deeper into on his site. So make sure you give that a look. Listen, more than 800 people voted for our podcast today, and that was the only reason that we were able to overcome such a titanic opponent in the Athletic Fantasy Baseball podcast. That is 0%. It has absolutely nothing to do with Ray Butler. It has absolutely nothing to do with the creator of the site, and it has everything to do with the people who have joined me on the P365 writing staff. And I'm going to go through them one by one very quickly, and I'm going to tell you what they bring to the table. And if you don't think that that is going to interest you, like I said, feel free to hit the exit button. I appreciate you clicking play on this podcast and sticking with us to this point. But I hope you can hear me when I say that I am extremely passionate about the people who work for this website. Not only do we have a group of stars who have already kind of set in place and placed in concrete their role in this industry, we also have rising stars. We have people who perhaps have not hit that 1,000 Twitter follower mark, but within the next half year, within the next year, they're going to be up to 5,000 followers. They're going to be up to 10,000 followers. And I mean it when I say it, they're going to work. A couple of them have a future inside organizations for Major League Baseball. We have people who are currently working for our website who are going to play a role in a big league organization sometime in the near future. I promise I'll run through these people quickly. Make sure that you take heed of my warnings and you follow them on Twitter. You read their work, so on and so forth. It is the very first person who I've ever tabbed as the lead prospect analyst for Prospects 365. It's John Calvagno. He created Notes from the Sally, his own website. He has since joined us. John attends more minor league games than just about anyone I know in this industry. His expertise are in the South Atlantic League, in the Appalachian League. I had the pleasure of meeting John last summer for the very first time in person. He already has a somewhat of a massive Twitter following, and for good reason. You should be following him on Twitter. That's S-A-L-N-O-T-E-S on Twitter, John Calvagno. He recently published an article that kind of matched up young prospects that matched Marco Luciano and Christian Robinson from an ISO standpoint and from a K-to-walk ratio standpoint. That was his first official article on our website. He attends more minor league games throughout the course of a calendar year than anyone else I know in this industry. And once the baseball season starts back, he is going to be able to publish weekly scouting reports on prospects that are inside of my top 100, prospects that are inside of my top 200, and he is going to be able to publish that content consistently on our website. You should be following him. Tyler J. Spicer. Tyler Spicer is one of our most seasoned contributors and staff writers on our website. He introduced cluster analytics to our site. He kind of uncovered some underrated prospects. You can kind of search the database on our website to follow the things that he has written. He had kind of a meteoric rise. He's well over 1,000 Twitter followers now. His most recent work was on the batted ball data throughout the minor leagues last season. And throughout this experiment, he kind of uncovered the nuances by using the major league ball in AAA last season. It was unintentional on his part, but he uncovered it nonetheless. And there are some extremely interesting findings. He's really, really good about kind of discovering video of unheralded prospects and posting it on his account on Twitter. That's at Tyler J. Spicer. If he wants to be a member of an MLB organization, he can accomplish that feat within the next 24 months. He has that kind of talent. He has that kind of knack for spotting and evaluating talent within the minor leagues. He is a rising star within this industry. Next is Shelley Verstraete. She was the guest on the latest episode of this podcast before the episode that you're currently listening to. She is one of the superstars amongst the baseball industry. Not only does she have a keen eye in person, her prospect list that she publishes on rotographs.com are some of the most popular articles that are viewed on that site. Not only does she write for Prospects 365 and for Rotographs, she recently published her rankings of kind of farm prospects, organization by organization, on PitcherList, who we face next week in the Sweet 16 of the Baseball Pods Bracketology Tournament. Of course, you probably already follow Shelley Verstraete, but if you don't, you can find her on Twitter at ShelleyV_643. Our next contributor is a new contributor, and that's Ian Smith. He is going to be our eyes and ears in the Florida State League whenever the baseball season is able to resume. You have to forgive him because he's a Marlins fan, but he is going to have access that not many other people in this industry have access to. Not only is he going to be able to get to Florida State League games on a weekly basis, he's also going to be covering the Gulf Coast League if that league resumes this season. And that means that he is going to be one of the only people in the prospect industry that is able to lay his own eyes on Jason Dominguez, who is one of the most hyped prospects in this industry. Ian has already published his debut on the site. He discussed the prospects that he is most looking forward to watching in person this summer. You can follow him on Twitter at FLA Smitty, SMITTY. That's Ian Smith. Follow him on Twitter at FLA SMITTY. The next contributor and writer on our site is Michael Schneider, and he is our eyes and ears from the Carolina League. He had his own website that detailed and wrote scouting reports on prospects from the Carolina League this season. He has since joined kind of the army at Prospects 365, and he is going to play an instrumental role in our present and in our future. You can follow him on Twitter at Mike, M-I-K-E, C, Schneider, S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R. He's an up-and-comer through this league. I really appreciate and respect the eye that he has for someone who has not been in this industry for long. He really has a good eye for talent and for prospect evaluations. He is going to be a complete asset for our site in our movement moving forward. After Mike, we have Joe Drake. He is a very popular, already kind of a figurehead within this industry. He joined Prospects 365 because he wanted to dive into the scouting landscape, both at the amateur level in college and in the Eastern League in AA this summer. Well, it's appearing, though, college baseball is going to be officially canceled if it hasn't been already this season. So this summer, we're hoping that he's able to get to the Eastern League fields and to scout that league to the extent that he's hoping to. He's a very, very good writer. He is a professor at one of the most esteemed universities in this entire country. He is going to kind of guide you along step by step to through the process of becoming a viable evaluator. And he already has arrived at that point, but he is such a good writer that there's no doubt in my mind that readers will benefit from reading the work that he's able to publish later this summer once the minor league season begins. Adam Ehrenreich, you know his work because he's published it on Prospects 365 since basically the birth of the site. His work every preseason and every midseason close to the trade deadline features some of the most popular articles that are read on our site at prospects365.com every single year. He publishes a post-hype pandemonium piece, kind of on your sleeper and breakout bats, your hitters. He does the same thing for pitchers. He publishes an extremely popular article about the fantasy first rounders for the next season. That article was extremely popular this year. He was able to follow that up with an extremely popular article this year. And here in the near future, he's going to be publishing a piece on kind of the bullpen landscape. He was planning on publishing that article before Major League Baseball kind of shut down its operations due to COVID-19. But that article is going to be published on our site in the very near future. Adam has the talent of really having his finger on the pulse of bullpens throughout Major League Baseball. And he is able to kind of forecast and predict the future of relievers who are going to have save opportunities before the end of the current regular season. And being on top of that facet of fantasy baseball and being able to grab those relievers before your league mates do, who are going to provide saves in roto leagues, that is information that wins you fantasy leagues. And that is what Adam Ehrenreich brings to the table. He also publishes a redraft prospect list every season, another extremely popular article that's already on our site. Make sure you check it out at your earliest convenience. You can follow him on Twitter at Mel, M-E-L underscore Reich, R-E-I-C-H. Not only does he write for Prospects 365, he also writes for co-host Mike Kerlin at the Bases Loaded Network. So make sure you check out his work there as well. Trevor Powers is a college baseball player. Not only is he able to dive into the analytics of the sport itself, he has such a great understanding of that facet of the sport because he plays it at a very high level. No, he's not a professional baseball player, but he does play it at the college level, and playing it at that level has allowed him to understand the sport at a greater depth than most people understand it. He was able to publish articles last season on spin rate. He has furthered that information this preseason. Not only has he discussed spin rate, but spin efficiency, spin axis, that type of data that the baseball world is just now beginning to welcome as far as the research of the sport goes. Trevor has been on top of that for a couple of months now. He has published, with that information, one of the most popular, well-read articles on our site this year. So make sure you're following him on Twitter. That's at T-Power, T-P-O-W-E-R, Prospects. Make sure you're following him on Twitter. I have to share Corey Ott with SB Streamer, and I don't mind that too much just because I know of the viability that SBStreamer.com publishes on a consistent and routine basis. But I mean it when I say that Corey Ott's ceiling within this industry is never ending. Corey Ott can go as thorough and as high in this industry. He can become as important of a resource in the baseball industry, in the analytic industry, in the fantasy baseball industry as he likes. Not only has he been publishing his work on the SBStreamer.com, that's SBStreamer.com, he's also published his kind of his debut piece, Prospects365.com, as well. He is a guru in the analytical world. He can easily and thoroughly guide you through the correlation between analytics that perhaps you've never thought of before. And I promise you, I mean, of course, he is busy in his effort of gaining a master's degree in college. But along with that endeavor, he's also found the time to publish content on multiple viable sites in this industry. And if Corey were to want to, Corey is going to work for an MLB organization within the very near future. And just as much as anyone I've mentioned in the past few minutes, you need to make sure you're following him on Twitter, at Corey, C-O-R-Y, 5, the number 5, O-T-T. That's at C-O-R-Y, the number 5, O-T-T. He is a rising star in this industry. Not only is he considered an asset to prospects365.com, he's also considered an asset to spstreamer.com. You can read his work on both sites moving forward. Este Rivera is not only a college baseball player, he is really the first writer in our site history who kind of tackles the economics of this sport. Just a few days ago, he published an article about kind of the unfair hand that prospects in Latin America are dealt from day one. They are not really given a fair opportunity compared to prospects from the United States from the day that they discover that they have potential to be a professional prospect. You need to make sure you read that article on our site. You need to make sure that you follow Este Rivera on Twitter, because that was just the first piece of his series. And he's going to release more articles in the very near future that correspond with the article that he recently released. So follow him on Twitter. That's Este Rivera 42, E-S-T-E-E, Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A, the numbers 42 on Twitter. He's just kind of dipping his toes in the baseball journalism industry, but you'll be able to notice throughout his articles that he's released on our website that he has a knack for journalistic talent, and he's going to be a mainstay for as long as he wishes on prospects365.com. Zach Hayes, another college baseball player, who kind of already has an underrated, esteemed track record in the baseball journalism industry. He has published articles at the Hardball Times. He has published articles on kind of the FanGraphs community board that have been well-received and well-read. Now he's writing for prospects365.com. He has published articles on David Price and how the Dodgers might be able to best optimize kind of where David Price is in his career. And he's also published an article on Eloy Jimenez, who was an esteemed prospect on our side and now has kind of graduated to kind of being on the verge of stardom at the MLB level. Zach has published articles on both of those players, and I know for a fact that he has another article and another feature that is going to be published in the very near future. You need to be following him on Twitter at Pine Tar Keyboard, PineTarKeyboard. That kind of wraps it up for our writers, but we also have a couple of other people that are worth mentioning. Dorian Redden is the first graphic designer in the history of prospects365.com. He has been an asset in creating graphics for a lot of my personal content that has been published on the website in the past couple of months. He created an awesome graphic for my top 200 prospect list. He created a graphic for my Crystal Ball 2021 top 100 prospect list. He's created graphics as we have introduced new riders. He is very young, and he is just kind of, you know, jumping into the shallow end of being involved in the baseball industry. But you can look at his graphics and know that he has a valid future in this industry. Not only do you need to be following him on Twitter at DREDDEN26, that's DREDDEN26 on Twitter, you also, being a graphic designer, you also need to make sure, if you have an Instagram account, you need to be following him on Instagram as well. That's D26GFX on Instagram. Make sure you're following him. He's also gone on record offering, if you want a graphic or a personal graphic for your Twitter account or for your fantasy baseball team, his direct messages are open. Send him a DM and see if he can kind of create your idea, what you've got working in your mind for a fantasy baseball graphic or a graphic for your Twitter account. I've seen him do both. He is immensely talented, and there's no doubt in my mind that he is going to be extremely popular in this industry in the very near future. Last but not least is Noah Starks. You can follow him on Twitter at NoahStokesart. He kind of creates hand-drawn cartoons for our site. His work has been the featured image on a couple of the articles that have been posted on Prospects 365 throughout the last kind of calendar year to 18 months. He is going to continue to produce his images that he draws by hand for our articles moving forward. You will see more of his work once the season officially begins. He is extremely talented, and he is offered to kind of sell his work for a very, very affordable price. You need to be following him on Twitter at NoahStokesart. That wraps it up for our staff. Now listen, I am guessing that there are people who did not make it through my discussion of our writing team. And guess what? I don't care. This is one of the heaviest hitting writing teams and illustration teams in this industry. And I have been very intentional in the way that I have created this staff. If I did not have this staff, there is a 0% chance that I would be capable of, you know, of our podcast, the Prospects 365 Fantasy Baseball Podcast. We would have had a 0% chance of beating the SP Streamer Fantasy Baseball Podcast last week. There would have probably been about a negative 100% chance that we beat the Athletic Fantasy Baseball Podcast within the last 24 hours. But guess what? We did. And like I said before, it has absolutely nothing to do with me, and it has everything to do with my fellow writers and the staff at prospects365.com who continues to publish quality articles and quality pieces on our site consistently. But not only that, they also continue to kind of promote themselves and their personal brand on their Twitter accounts. That's why I was very intentional when I made sure I listed every account that is associated with our website. Make sure you are following our writing staff. Like I said, it has absolutely nothing to do with me and everything to do with the people who continue to publish quality content on our site on a weekly basis. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and say that our Sweet 16 matchup that is going to happen next week, I'm not going to sit here and say that it's going to be easy. And I'll be damned if I say a single negative thing about the work that pitcherlist.com has done since its birth. Creator Nick Pollock, Alex Fast is one of my favorite Twitter follows, and he is one of the best content creators in this industry. Nick takes the at PitcherList Twitter account for himself. That's his personal account. He also publishes the work on his site through that account. You can follow Alex at Alex, A-L-E-X, Fast, F-A-S-T, the number 8, at Alex Fast 8 on Twitter. One of the best content creators in this industry. He has been innovative in the in his work throughout the past 18 months. He has published work that I use in my personal evaluations when I evaluate prospects, when I evaluate active players. Anytime that I am evaluating, I use Alex's work to my benefit. You will not hear me say a single negative thing about the work that they do at their website. And I'm very aware that most people who have been following this podcast tournament now consider PitcherList to be the favorite to win the entire tournament. And that is the podcast that Prospects 365 is facing next week. Heading into the Sweet 16, they are a 3 seed. We are a 10 seed. Once again, we are going to be a gigantic underdog heading into this matchup. But I stopped doubting our following. I stopped doubting the Prospects 365 Army a long, long time ago. I remember in 2016, in early 2017, I remember when our Twitter account, my personal Twitter account, at Prospects 365, I remember when it had less than 100 followers. In my mind, I was kind of dreaming, you know, I thought I was ascending through the industry when I would gain 10 followers in a month. I thought I was really doing big things. And now that same Twitter account that I did a dance around the room when we hit the 100 follower threshold, that same Twitter account now has 10,000, over 10,000 followers on Twitter. The same website that I published and I launched in throughout the summer of 2017 that just accrued just over 10,000 page views in the first 6 months in site history. That same website that I launched accrued over 300, or I'm sorry, it accrued over half a million views, half a million page views last year alone. I remember that, you know, I used to publish polls on the same Twitter account that I now use daily. And remember, if you've heard the kind of the origin story of Prospects 365, you know that originally our Twitter account at Prospects 365, it used to be a burner account. It used to be an account that I could follow the people who I respected the most in the industry. And as I kind of dove into the prospects in minor leagues, it slowly kind of, it took shape. But I remember I used to post polls on Twitter in the very early days of our Twitter account before I even thought of launching a website. I used to publish polls on Twitter that would get less than 20 votes. Less than 20 votes. Actually, I remember I polled what followers thought I should name our website. And if memory serves me correctly, a poll that in probably, in my opinion, if I remember correctly, got less than 50 votes total. That poll was the sole reason that I named prospects365.com, prospects365.com. Because more people, even though it was less than 50 votes total, more people voted on that name than any other name that had come to my mind. And I named prospects365.com due to a poll that had less than 50 total votes. And then less than 3 years later, we are in the Sweet 16 of a fantasy baseball podcast tournament because our podcast received more than 800 votes by itself. And the contest that we were in received nearly 1,500 total votes. And none of this has to do with Ray Butler. It has to do with you, the person who follows our account, the person who reads the content that we publish on our website, the person who has either been following us since day one in the spring and summer of 2017, or the reader or listener who just began following us weeks or months ago. Our success is always 100% of the time. It hinges on your support. That's why I created an entire episode of this podcast. It's simply, you know, the meaning behind this episode is a simple thank you. Thank you to the writing staff of our website who made our success in this podcast tournament possible. I've already had Shelley Verstrate on our podcast. I assume that most of our site writers and site contributors are going to be on this podcast in the very near future. I believe, if memory serves me correctly, it's past midnight as I record this episode. I believe we've published 5 episodes of this podcast in the last 2 weeks. This will make 6 episodes in the last 2 weeks. We've already begun, you know, we have less than 10 episodes of this podcast recorded. This is episode 9. We've already begun to include staff writers in our podcast. And believe me when I say there is much more of that inclusion in the very, very near future. We are just getting started in this podcast, and that's why this journey has been so crazy. A couple of weeks ago, we had published 4 episodes of this podcast. We were seated as a 10 seed in this tournament, rightfully so, by Chris at Baseball Pods on Twitter, because we simply did not have the quantity of work, the body of work that warranted a high seed. And a few weeks later, less than 2 weeks later, we are now Sweet 16 bound as the only double-digit seed left in this tournament. And I sit here past midnight in Central Standard Time recording episode 9 of this podcast. And it is because of our writing staff, and it is because of our followers, our readers, and our listeners. It has everything to do with you. We are only going to go as far, not only in this tournament, but as a site, as a publication, as an outlet, as our following takes us. That is why we have always taken a follower/customer first approach in the way that we publish content. So if you have hung with me throughout the duration of this episode, thank you. Thank you for reading our content. Thank you for following us at Prospects365 on Twitter. Thank you for following the entirety of our writing staff that I mentioned throughout this episode. And thank you for continuing to follow us in the near and distant future as we continue to grow to what we want to be. Because as I always say, we're just getting started. I said that when we had fewer than 100 Twitter followers. I say that now that we have over 10,000 Twitter followers. We're just getting started. The only thing tougher than gaining your first 10,000 followers on Twitter is gaining the first 100,000 Twitter followers. And that is where we are headed. And I am just extremely appreciative. I will go to my grave someday. I sit here as a 27-year-old who is just continuing to kind of get his footing in this industry. But I will go to my grave someday forever grateful for the amount of support, for the amount of love that the people who support our site continue to give Prospects365.com, whether that's on Twitter, whether that's through our site, whether that is through this podcast. This is going to be the last episode for a while that I record by myself. I kind of, like I said, this is the first emergency podcast episode in the history of the Prospects 365 Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I've already created, I would say it's a short list, but it's not really. I've kind of created a moderate to lengthy list of industry friends who I want to have on this podcast in the very near future. Here lately, we've been publishing episodes every few days. One episode every 3 days has kind of been our average over the last 2 weeks. We're going to continue publishing at that rate, especially since all four corners of this country are kind of hanging out at the house right now, kind of in quarantine and in isolation. Now is the perfect time for you to kind of become invested in different types of podcasts. And it has certainly been a time that I have become invested in our personal podcast, not only from a recording standpoint, but I've also learned how to edit the audio on these podcasts, which will allow us to continue to publish at a more frequent rate. I hope that you've been able to understand throughout this recording of this episode how much I care about the fact that you are committed and that you support our work. So follow us on Twitter at Prospects365. Bookmark our website, prospects365.com. Subscribe to the Prospects 365 Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Give us a 5-star review so we can continue ascending to the place in this industry that we hope to land someday. I've said it multiple times this podcast. I'll say it one more time before we part and go in our separate ways, and that nothing that we are able to accomplish is because of us. It is because of our tremendous and our committed and our dedicated following, regardless of the outlet that we publish our work on. Our fans, our followers, our readers, and our listeners follow us wherever we go. And it is because of you that we are going to continue to ascend throughout this industry. It is because of you that we are going to grow, and someday we are finally going to become what we think that we are capable of becoming. But it is only because of you. My name is Ray Butler. I am the founder of Prospects 365. You have been listening to episode 9 of this fantasy baseball podcast. I hope you can sense the appreciation and thankfulness and gratefulness in my voice. I promise the next time that you hear my voice, I will have a guest accompanying me. Every once in a while, when good things happen, I promise we're going to celebrate. And tonight is certainly one of those times. That's why I felt the need to publish and to create this emergency podcast episode. Make sure you are following us on Twitter at Prospects365. Make sure you are subscribed to us on your favorite podcasting platform. Make sure you give us a favorable, a 5-star review if you find it necessary. My name is Ray Butler. This has been episode 9 of this podcast. You will be hearing from us very, very soon.